Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevameis Kavches. We are three lines from the top of the Amud. Back to Mion. The Chachamim, out of concern for the welfare of a Ketana who is orphaned, with anybody really to, any authoritative figure really to look after her, Chachamim allowed her to get married to Kedushin Derabbanan, but gave her an easy departure. She can just walk away, reject this man, perform mi'un, and she's out. Tana Rabbanan, how exactly does mi'un take place? A zehu mi'un. Amra, she gets up and says, look, if she be plenty bali, I'm uninterested in this fellow, my husband. Or, if she be kedushin, she kechuni imi v'achai. I'm not interested in the kedushin done on my behalf by my mother, my brothers. That's standard. Mi'un. Yasser al-Kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda adds, on top of this, I'll give you another example, which is perhaps a greater chiddush. Afilu yeshevas bapirion. Look, she's sitting in this canopy on the way to the chuppah v'alechas mebeis avia lebeis bala, being transported from her home to her future husband's home. V'amran, she makes this by the way comment, I'm really not interested in this whole thing. If she be plainly bali, I have no interest in this fellow who's my suggested husband. This as well. Even here when, look, nobody's forced, she can just get up and walk away. And she sticks with it and still complains. Zehu mi'un, it is also a form of mi'un. And that terminates the relationship. Yasser al-Kain, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda, here comes even a greater chiddush. She's already married to this fellow. There are some guests, and she's serving them. Afilu hoyu urchin mesuben mebeis bala. There are some guests in their home. V'yimedes u'mashka aleim, and she's standing and serving them. V'amr lahem, and she makes this, by the way, comment. There's no bezdin. They're not going to tell anybody. It's just a personal comment there. If she be plenty bali, you know what? This fellow is not to my liking. Uninterested in him. Harehu miyun. This too constitutes miyun. Yosher al Kain Amar Yehuda. Here comes even a greater chiddush. Afilu shigra bala itzel chenveni. Her husband sends her to the grocery. Lahavi lechefitz mishalei, to bring him a product. So perhaps, out of frustration, she's just making this comment, which isn't really a true reflection of her attitude. So she gets up and she tells the grocer, look, v'amra ef shibi plenty bali. I'm uninterested in this fellow, my husband. That also constitutes mi'un. Ein lecha mi'un gadol mizeh. There is no greater mi'un than this. So even though we can perhaps attribute it and excuse it as being not really so serious, nevertheless, we take it at face value. She rejects him. It's over. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer kol tinoikes v'chulu. In the Mishnah, we learned that if a tinoik is too young to even look after her money, the money given to her for kedushin, she's below 6 years old, that's too young for any type of kedushin, even a kedushe ketana derabon. Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel, that's how we paskin halacha, ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Ketana shelo imiano. You have a ketana married to this fellow. She did not do mi'un to him. But what did she do? V'amda v'nissus. She gets up and marries another fellow. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru. So the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, it was said that nisu eha, the very fact that she went ahead and married Shimon while still having been married to Reuven, hein meyuneh, you don't have no greater mi'un than that. She's rejecting Reuven outright. So even though it's not a direct rejection, it wasn't really verbalized, but she protested with her feet, so to speak. She went off and married another fellow. That's the greatest mi'un. So even though it wasn't beferush, it was just a remez, it was just sort of a hint, it works. Iboilu, here comes a shaila. Niskachamo. She didn't get married to Shimon, only engaged. Is that also considered a mi'un, a rejection to Reuven, the first husband? Perhaps only marriage to a second fellow, but kiddushin? We're not sure. Niskachamo. Toshma, here comes a raya. Ketana shelo imiano. a ktaina who was married to a man, did not do miyun, v'amdam niskach, gets up and gets engaged to another fellow. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira amru. The halacha is, kidusheha, the fact that she got engaged to somebody else while still married to Reuven, hein hein miyuneh, we treat it like miyun. So even kiddushin has that same effect. Iboi lehu, here comes another shayla. This halacha was stated in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Is there a machlekes? Is it something that's agreed upon by all shittas or not? Pligi rabbanon alei. Do the rabbanon disagree? Did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira oylai? Or perhaps they agree to this halacha. Im timtzei lo ma pligi. If you'll tell me that this is a point of disagreement, well, how far is the machlekes? Bikidushin. If she went and did kiddushin with somebody else, here we have a machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it works as miyun. According to Rabban, we don't treat it as miyun. It's just a kiddushin. Is that the machlekes? Or yafilu b'nisun? Or perhaps even if she actually gets married to somebody else, since she didn't really verbalize her dissatisfaction, she didn't actually reject Reuven outright. Maybe nisun is not treated as a miyun, and perhaps that is a machlekes as well. V'im timtzalei ma'pligi afilu b'nisun. Now, suppose you tell me there is machlekes even by nisuin. Okay, how do we pasken? How does the halacha follow? Halacha kemaisoi. Does the halacha follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's opinion that we treat this as a miyun? Ayein halacha kemaisoi. Perhaps we don't follow his sheet. V'im timtzalei ma'halacha kemaisoi. If you'll tell me that the halacha adopts Rabbi Yehuda's approach, is it b'nisuin? Only if she did a nisuin with the second fellow, then we follow Rabbi Yehuda. We say, oh, that's a miyun. But not by kiddushin. Oh, yeah, filo by kiddushin. Or perhaps even by kiddushin, we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we treat it as a miyun. So this is sort of a multiple question on top of a question. Tashma, here comes a raya. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we follow Rabbi Yehuda in both accounts. Rashi says, Ataravayu itmar, it was relating to both. Whether she got niskadesh to number two or married to number two. In both cases, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a clear indication that indeed this is up for contention. Halacha mechal de pligi, when you say that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that there's a dissenting view as well. There's a machlekes. So indeed, there's a machlekes in both cases. And we follow Rabbi Yehuda in both halachas. There's still one question open. Davana siva miyikara, are we speaking that she was actually married to Reuven and then turned around and got engaged or married to Shimon, and then we treat it as a miyun? Or perhaps only in a case where she was only engaged to Reuven, since it wasn't really a solidified relationship. Yeah, then turning around and getting involved with somebody else constitutes miyun, but perhaps if she was really married to Reuven, that overrides, and you would not consider what she did as a rejection. Tashma, here comes a riot to this question. The Kals say, the daughters-in-law of this fellow Abdon, who we had a few days ago, the Kals say to Abdon, Imra, they turned their backs on their husbands. They rejected. They didn't actually say miyun, but, you know, Shada Rebbe. So Rebbe sent Zugi the Rabban, a peer of Chachamim, Libib the Kino to investigate, to see where they're really holding. Amri Luz, they turned to these young girls, Nashi, women, Chazu, take a look, Gavraichu the Kals, your men are coming. Take a look. Who's coming? Amri Lu, so the daughters, the daughters-in-law turned to the Chachamim and said, oh, those guys, Nihavu Gavraich Ditchu. You take them for your men. You can have them. Amar Rebbe, so the word got back to Rebbe, and he said, Ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh. You have no greater miyun than this. This is an outright rejection. So what do we see from here? Even though they didn't specify miyun, they didn't say ef shiva pleni bali, you know, with the entire seriousness and formality, they just hinted to their dissatisfaction. It's a miyun through remes. It still works. The Gemara seems to treat this like the case where she went and she got engaged with somebody else or married somebody else. It's not an expressed miyun. It's not a specified miyun. It's a hinted rejection. No, so we see over here that even that works. My love, apparently, the Havon Siva, they were married and then they turned around and did this gimmick and expressed their dissatisfaction in a hinting fashion. still we consider it a miyun. So you see that even when you are married to Reuven, and then you hint dissatisfaction, it works as miyun. Now be a raya to our shayla. Lo, no, no. Dahava mikacha kedushi. Perhaps they were only engaged to their men, in which case we allow even a slight hint to serve as a rejection. But perhaps had they have been married, then you need a real miyun in a formal way. So there's no raya from here. However, the Gemara concludes, v'alocha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, we follow Rabbi Yehuda's shita, even a hinted miyun works. V'afilu ben Nisuin dekama, even when you are married to Reuven, you turn around and you hint. You give a veiled expression of dissatisfaction that also works as miyun. Rabbi Leza Omer. So now Mishnah, we have a fundamental machlokes in how to treat a nisuin regarding a ketana. On her way out, all she needs is miyun. That's understood. That's accepted by all shittis. But what happens until then? Chachamim or masakin, that this is considered a marriage. To what extent? So the prevalent shita, the Gemara will call it shita so be Yeshua, is that, yeah, midi rabbanan, this husband has all the privileges and obligations as your conventional marriage arrangement. You can have her findings, her earnings, etc. Rav Leza says, look, she's only a ketana. There's nothing going on. There's no status change at all. In fact, if she's coming from a Kohen family and she's now involved with the Yisrael in this Rabbanan marriage, it has no effect on her whatsoever. She can continue eating truma as though she was never involved with the Yisrael. In the reverse as well. If she's coming from a Yisrael family, this fellow is a Kohen, he cannot feed her truma, even truma with the Rabbanan. That's Rav Leza's shita. Because Rav Leza says, look, it's nothing. It's just some sort of temporary, informal arrangement with the Chacham looking after the young girls to keep them safe and secure, physically and spiritually. So they allow this sort of arrangement, but it doesn't really have any halachic ramifications. And she undergoes no status change as a result of this marriage. Amar Bidam Shmuel, I made an investigation. I looked around. Chizrani, I'll call study Chacham. I looked around and took a close view at all the various opinions relating to the Ketana's marriage. I haven't found one shita, one person, Shehishra Midaisav, who took a consistent view, Biktana, in this topic of the Ketana, Rabbi Leza treats her like a non-married woman, K'metayelas ima b'chatzer, as though she's just, spending time with him in the chatzar. And after she interacts with him, she gets up, she's tevel, which enables her to eat truma again. At night she can have a truma. So even though she's coming from a Kohen family, and this fellow is Yisrael, has no effect on her. She undergoes no status change. She can eat truma as before. Tanya, we have the same in a brayse. Rav Leza Omer, ein masa ketana klum. Don't give any credence to this relationship with the Ketana. No privileges, no obligations, no status change whatsoever. Vein bala zakai lemimtzi asa, her husband, cannot keep her findings, v'leib masiyodea, her earnings, v'leib afarasna darea, he cannot intervene with her vows. Ve'eino yerusha, she passes away, he gets no yerusha from her. Ve'ein metamil, if he's a kain, he can't tend to her burial. Kolei shaldavar. This is the rule. We don't treat her like his wife regarding any halacha, except for one. Ela shetzricha miyun. On her way out, she has to reject him. She has to do that formality. And that's how you terminate this quasi-pseudo relationship. Otherwise, it's mamish hefker. He has to have some sort of structure. That's Rabbi Leza's shita. He's consistent throughout. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, no. The Chachamim attributes some a credence to this relationship. They give some chashivas to it. Ba'alo zaka b'metziah asa. Her husband gets her metziah, what she finds. U'b'masiyah dia, whatever she earns. U'b'afars nedarea, he can intervene with her nedarim. V'yorsha, she passes away, he gets the yerusha. U'mitamila, if he's a kohen, he can tend to her burial. She's like a meis mitzvah, she's dependent on him. Kol shel davar, this is the rule. Harei kishtil chol davar. We consider her to be his wife regarding all these halachas. Except for one thing. No get is required upon termination. Ella, she yoyse b'miyun. Miyun is enough. Amar Rabbi, says Rabbi, Nirin Divi Rabbi Lezer, Medivi Rabbi Shua. You know what? I like Rabbi Lezer Shita more than Rabbi Shua. Shua Rabbi Lezer, Hishva Midaitzer. Rabbi Lezer is consistent throughout. Biktana, regarding the Biktana marrying. There's no status change. There are no halachic ramifications. Rabbi Shua, on the other hand, Rabbi Shua sort of split. Chilik, my chilik. In which way? I ishtahi, if he treats her as his wife, tiboy you get. You need a get on the way out. But you're not requiring a get. So it's kind of difficult to understand Rabbi Shua. Either she is or she isn't. Why is me insufficient? Asks the Gemara. What do you mean? The Rabbi Lezer Nami, according to Rabbi Lezer as well, we find this dichotomy. Ilav ishtahi, if she's not really his wife, pertaining to all the halachas, then just walk away when you're done. Mion nami lo tiboy. Why do you require a mion? Says the Gemara. Then I understand. Ela b'chdi nafik. Well, teipuk, you mean she just leave with nothing? We try to keep her structured and organized. You have to give it some resemblance of structure. Therefore, you need mion, but otherwise, there is no halachic ramification whatsoever. Now, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov concluded with the Mishnah with a formula. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Oymar, he says, any akava, any withholding which is mina ish, which is due to this man, then we treat her as his wife. Kol akava, she ain't a mina ish. If she's held back, if she's staying with him, not because of him, because she has nowhere else to go. Kiva ain't a ish, we don't treat her like his wife. The Gemara will explain this statement. Actually provide two ways to understand Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Hey Chidami, what did he mean when he says, Akava shehi minish, if she's staying because of the man? Vakava she'ena minish, or she's staying because of other reasons, external considerations unrelated to this man. Of Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, he meant like this. Tavo l'nase, this Ketana is now staying with this man, and others came and suggested a shidduch for her. V'amra, she responds, what are you talking about? I'm busy. Machmas pleni bali. I want to stay with this man. Zoyi akava shehimaneish. That is what we meant when we said akava shehimaneish. She's staying behind because of this man. Because of her bond with him. Now we treat her like she's his wife. Which means, in order to leave, she has to do mion. Right? But machmas bnei adam she'ena muganali. Let's say instead of responding the way she did before, well, I don't want to leave this man. He's mine. She says, no, I'd love to get out, but there's actually nobody out there for me. Machmas bnei adam she'ena muganali. There are no suitable matches. That's why I'm staying. I'm stuck with him. So she's not staying because of him. There's no semblance of relationship, and it's tantamount to mion. Zoyi akava she'ena manish is considered staying there unrelated to the man. And therefore, no mion is necessary. That's one pshat. Abaye bar Abin, and also Rav Chanina bar Abin, Damri Tavayu, they both had a different approach to explain this halach. Akava mina ish, akava she'ina mina ish, means as follows. We're speaking about the method of her departure. How did this ketana leave the man? And depending on how she left, that's how we'll treat her halachically. No son lo get. So she didn't walk away. She didn't do mion. Rather, he gave her a get. She was a ketana, he gave her a get. That's called zoyi akava shimaneish. She stayed with him as long as he wanted her. It's minaish. Right? She didn't just walk away. She wanted to stay there. She was interested in him, so we treat her as his wife, to the extent that if she left him with a get, he divorced her through a get, it almost appears, it's in the Rabbanan, it appears like she was really his wife, and now, what happens? We know that if a person is begarish and isha, her relatives are off limits, his relatives are off limits to her, she can't marry a kain. Likewise, we treat this ketana accordingly. Since she left this man, she departed via a get. V'hu asur b'krevav seho, he cannot marry her relatives. V'hi asur b'krevav, likewise, she cannot marry his relatives. U'paslu mina kahuna, she can't marry a kohen. That's because she left with a get. It appears like she was really married. And Look, she got divorced through a get, but the Rabbanu we treated as a regular get, with all the effects of a get. However, if it was Akava She'eino Menesh, she didn't live with him for Ishus, meaning just walked away from him, indicating this whole thing really was a non-starter. So now we don't treat it like a proper divorce. And all the halachas of a get do not apply. So again, the case of the get, we treat it like a regular get. Zohi Akava She'eda Menesh. Sorry. Mian Aboy. Only my Mian Aboy. But let's say she walks away through Mian. That undoes the entire relationship. Zohi Akava She'eda Menesh. Vuhu Mutar B'Krevi Seho. Vuhu Mutar B'Krevi Vav. V'loi P'Solo Menakona. Asks the Gemara, well, that halacha is going to be explained in the next Mishnah. She leaves him through Mian. The whole thing's a non-starter and has no halacha gratification, no relatives, no psalkuna. It's a Mishnah. Haktani l'kamon. We have the next Mishnah, which tells us the same halacha. Hamemenes b'ish. Haktani, who does Mian to this man. We don't treat it like a divorce. Hu muta b'krev yaseha. He can marry her relatives. V'hi meteres b'krevav. She can marry his. V'lai p'salam in akuna. There's no psalkuna. Nothing like get. Oh, if he issues a get, and that's how she departs. It appears like she was a gdailer, it appears like a regular get, and we give her all the halachas of a gerish. Who asa b'krev yaseha, v'yasura b'krevav, b'salam in akuhuna. So that's going to be the next Mishnah. Pirusha k'mafar, she writes. The previous Mishnah was the opening statement, which will be elaborated upon in the next Mishnah. So what does the next Mishnah say? Hamamanas b'ish. She rejects this man. We don't treat it like a divorce, with all its ramifications. But nothing like get, if he issues a get, even if it's a katana. But if she left him via a get, the observer might mistake this for a proper divorce. It might look like a real get, and therefore we treat it accordingly. He has no business marrying her relatives. Likewise, she with his relatives. She can't proceed to a kohen. Now, let's say she was back and forth to him. No, son like get. Reuven was married to the Ketana Rach. He gave her a get. Okay. V'echzir. Then take her back. Remarry her. Okay. Mianaboy. Now, the second time around, she departed via Mion. V'nisis lacha. And then she married Shimon, another fellow. V'nisar b'lenis gash. And that relationship terminated via Almana Ugerishin. He passed away or divorced her. Muteras lachsoloi. She can go back to Reuven. Typically, one may not retake his divorcee after she had remarried. But in this case, what happened? Although Reuven initially sent her with a get, but then he took her back and she departed through Mion. He didn't divorce her the second time around. She left him through Mion. So now he can take her back. It is not considered machzer grishasa. Everybody sees. Look, she's a ketana. It's almost like the second departure undoes the effect of the first departure. Initially, it looked like a get. She's a gdol. But look what happened. The most recent departure was by way of Mion. It's clear to all that she's a ketana. So the second most recent experience undoes the effect of the prior get experience. So now she did Mion, married a second fellow. She can go back to Reuven afterwards. But in the reverse, it doesn't work. It all works based on the most recent experience, which leaves the most profound impression. It has that lingering effect on people. Oh, she left through Mian. She said, Tana. She left through Get, most recently. That's what we reckon with. That's what people remember. That's what leaves the impression. So, if Mian, Reuven was married to Rachel, and then she walks away, doing Mian, he takes her back. Nothing like Get. Second time around, she departed via a Get. Now she appears like a proper Gerusha. And then she marries another fellow, Shimon. Shemurah and Shimon are unrelated, by the way, right? Venisus la'acha, she marries another fellow, Venis Arba and Nizgar, she becomes Almana or Grusha. Could she go back to Reuven? No, Asura la'asaloi, she can go back to him. Zaklal, this is the rule. It all depends on the most recent event. Get achar mion. If the get was the most recent event, which followed the earlier mion, that's what leaves the lasting impression. That's what determines. Asura la'asaloi, she can't go back to him. After having married another fellow, it's Masa Grushasa. or at least it appears as such. But miyun achar get, if the first experience was a get, and then she leaves him through miyun, everybody is mindful now of the fact that she's a ktana. We ignore the first get. So even if she goes and marries Shimon, she can always go back to Reuven upon Shimon's death. Muteres lachshavlai. So bottom line is, the most recent event cancels the effect of the previous event. Continues the Mishnah, but not always. Havama enes pish. Reuven with Rachel, she left him through miyun. Venisus la'achar. She married Shimon. Vegirsha, and he divorced. She went over to Levi, la'achar. Umiyana. She rejected him. Through miyun. Umiyana boy. She went over to Yehuda, la'achar. Vegirsha, and then he divorced her. How does this work? Each person here has a different halacha. It all depends on the means used to separate, on how she departed. Zehaklal, this is the rule to follow. Kol sheyoyseh himenu beget, the man from whom she left through a get and then married another fellow, asur laslech, she can't go back to him, because to him she's a machzor grushasa. So in this case it would be a second and a fourth, right? But b'miyun, the other fellows from whom she left through miyun, through rejection, which makes it clear that she's just a ktana. There was no gerushin. She can go return to that man even after having remarried another fellow. There's no machzor grushasa. Says the Gemara Alma. Let's go back to the first halacha. We spoke about two different types of cases pertaining to one man or pertaining to several. The Reisha discussed one man, Reuven and Rachel. She leaves him first time with a get, takes her back, next time with miyun. And then she goes and marries another fellow. He passes away. Can Reuven take her back? Yes. Alma, osim miyun, umvatal get. So the second most recent experience, the miyun experience, undoes the effect of the first get. That's when it's just one person. Reuven's multiple experiences, the most recent one carries a day. Ramini, let's move on to the next halacha, the Seifa, discussing multiple husbands. What does the Mishnah say? Ha meman enes pi'ish. She did miyun with Reuven. Vinisus la'achar. She went over to Shimon. Vigirsha. And then they got divorced. La'achar miyana boy. She went over to Levi. Miyun. La'achar vigirsha. She married Yehuda. Then came Gerish. What happens? Zakla. We follow the following formula. Kol sheyatzasai mena beget. The man who issued the get. Asur la'saloi. To him we treat her like a grusha. And after having remarried, he can't be machzor the grusha. She looks like she was a gdoila, looks like a valid get. That's for him. But for his next door neighbor who did the miyun, b'miyun, the one from whom she left through miyun, muteres lachsaloi, she can go back to him. Because everybody sees, she was just a ktana, there was no real marriage, no real divorce. So even if she left him and married somebody else in the interim, and then they terminated, she can go back to him. Because the fact is, she left me, she departed my house through miyun. But my miyun doesn't help the first husband from whom she left through a get, right? Apparently the miyun of the second fellow will not come along and nullify and undo the effect of the get issued by the former husband. Ubatal get to the day and can't be mavatal the get of Reuven. See, here we see that the later experience, the later miyun, does not do anything to nullify the effect, to undo the impact of the earlier get issued by the other husband. But then in the beginning of the Mishnah, we seem to say otherwise. She left me through get. I took her back. She left me through miyun. Then she married somebody else. I can take her back. I'm not being master guru shasai. She left me through miyun. So the most recent experience undoes the former experience. The miyun is mevatel the effect of the get. So we seem to have a contradiction within the Mishnah. Here we say the miyun undoes the get, and here we don't allow it. Amar Vidamar Shmuel, you're right. It's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Tavar, we must split the Mishnah apart. Misha Shana Zu, the author of the Reisha, Lo Shana Zu, wasn't the same author in the Sefer. Two different opinions, meaning, when it's the same person who experienced multiple departures, she left me through miyun, through get, through miyun, of course the last one undoes the first one. Because it's the most recent experience that really determines. But what happens when there are multiple parties involved, multiple husbands. Can the minyan of the second husband undo the effect of the get issued by the first husband? So that depends on machlekes. Tanakama will hold yes. It's all about the most recent experience, irrespective of whether it's my experiences or your experiences. It's the most recent event that carries the day, whereas the sefer, the second Tana on the Mishnah, will hold differently. Shimon's experience can't affect Reuven's experience. Omar, Rava, what's going on? What's the kasha? How are you comparing the two cases, apples and oranges? Umay kusha, there's a big difference. V'dilma, perhaps you can say, miyun di day, mevatel get di day. My more recent miyun can undo the previous experience they get, because, after all, it's the same person. If she left me through miyun, that undoes any impression left behind by that first get. So that works. But miyun de chavrei lemevatel gita di day. But who's to say that the miyun that the other fellow experienced should undo the effect of my get? Two different people. People laser in, they focus on one person at a time. When she left me, she appeared like a gdola. I take her back, I'm like machsa grushasai. So the other fellow's miyun can't have any beneficial impact on my experience. Big difference between the cases. Why? Indeed, what is the difference? We see a difference, but why is this a difference? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Why is it so that the other fellow's mion cannot impact my get? It's exerid the rabbon. You know why? I did the makeres b'remizoisa v'kritzoisa. Since this ketana is very well versed and very familiar in her former husband's form of communication, so you can actually hint to her. You can use his manipulative procedures to manipulate her, to orchestrate her return to him. He wants her back. He divorced her. It's his fault. He regrets having divorced her. He'll go ahead and try to manipulate things, orchestrate her return. Try to get her to leave her husband and come back to him. Ozel mishabish umaisila. He might actually manipulate her, orchestrate her return, bring her back home. Therefore, Chacham say, you know what? You divorced her. She's remarried. Leave her alone. You can never take her back. Asks the Gemara, 1 second. Well, let's say she left me through miyun and then remarried. You're allowing her to come back to me, right? There's no question about that. The whole shaila was if she left me through a get and then she remarries. So you've addressed that. You're concerned that I'll manipulate, I'll get her back, I'll interfere with her new relationship. But she left me through miyun and then she remarries. In that case, you tell me I could retake her upon her departure from her current husband. What about orchestration and manipulation? Why is that not a concern in this case? Miyun di day, not even she left me through miyun. Loy levatel gita di day. We shouldn't allow that to undo the first get that I issued to her. I mean, I gave her a get and then she left me through miyun. And then she remarried. I can take her back upon her, having left a new husband. Same concern applies. The idi de makeres, but a mizoisa v'kritzoisa, since she's familiar in his way of communication, Ozel Meshavish, he might use his manipulative abilities and take her back. So why is that not a concern? Answers the Gemara, big difference. Hakvar Shapsha Vlo Yishapsha. He tried his best. He was unsuccessful in keeping her home. She walked off. She rejected it. You see, if she left me through get, she wanted to stay behind. She wanted to stay married. Right? He gave her a get. He forced her out. She still likes him, Rashi says. She still wants to be back with him. He forced her out. So now he regrets what he did. And he might try to orchestrate her return. That's a real concern. But if she left him through miyun, he probably tried his best to keep her home and she just left him. She was uninterested. So he failed in this relationship. There's no way he's going to get her back. So there's no concern about being mishabish. And therefore, if indeed it so happens that she's available again, he can take her back. So that's not a kasha. We understand that very well. Elo ikashio. But rather, if you want to come up with a kasha on the Mishnah, I'll tell you. I'll give you a good kasha. the chavrei ad the chavrei kasha. There seems to be an apparent stira within the Mishnah itself regarding several individuals. The chavrei ad the chavrei kasha. Between one halacha pertaining to his friend affecting him and another halacha pertaining to his friend affecting him. We seem to have a kasha, which is like this. In the beginning, the Mishnah speaks about Miana boy ve'echzira. Reuven was married to the Ketana. She rejects him. He takes her back. Nosam la get. And then, the second time around, he issues a get. V'nisas lachar. She marries Shimon. V'nis armel. V'nis garsha. She becomes an almona, a grusha. What happens now? Can Reuven take her back? No. Asura lachzer lei. She cannot come back to him. That's the Mishnah. Let's make a diuk in the Mishnah. Ta'ama. This halacha only applies because v'nis armel. V'nis garsha. Apparently, it's only because she left Shimon due to almana or gerish. Ha miyana. But suppose she would have done miyun to Shimon. That miyun experience, which is the most recent event, would nullify any prior concerns. Muteras lachsaloi, she can come back to Reuven, even though she left Reuven via a get. We ignore the get. The most recent miyun indicates that she's a ktana, for all to see. So she can come back to Reuven. Because Reuven never divorced her. Oh, what do you mean? He gave her a get. We ignore the get. Because Shimon's miyun undoes the get. Alma, apparently, also miyun de chavre. Miyun performed by my colleague can go ahead and undo the effect of my get. Umabatal gita de day. That's one halach. In the ratio of the Mishnah. So we see that we can share resources. Your miyun helps me. Veramini. Here comes a kasha from the sefer of the Mishnah, which indicates otherwise. My mian can undo my get, but not your mian. Yours is yours and mine is mine. Hamamanas beish. She was married to Reuven, walks away. Venice is lacha, marries Shimon, vigirsha. She gets a get. Lacha, she goes over to Levi, umiyanabai. She walks away. How do we treat this whole succession of events? Each person to his own. Zakla, we follow the rule like this. Kol sheyotzamena beget, asur lachsalai. The second fellow from whom she departed through a get, we treat it as a gerishin, and she cannot go back to him after having remarried the next fellow, despite the fact. And after his get, there was a meal done with Levi. We ignore that. Between him and her, there was a get. That's what determines. But the fellow from whom she left through miyun, bimiyun, Mateus Lasloy, she can go back to him after even after having remarried, because we don't view it as a machzor grushasi. Alma, it's clear from this part of the Mishnah that loyosi miyun dechavrei umevatel gita today. Your friend's miyun cannot undo your get. That's a stira in the Mishnah. So this is a good kasha. Omer Belazar, Tavro, we must break apart the Mishnah. The Mishnah was authored by two shittas. Misha Shanazu, Lashanazu, the author of the Reisha, was not the author of the Seifa. This is a point of contention. Can the other fellow's experience undo my experience? Ula Amar, Ula disagrees. I have a way to reconcile the Mishnah. There's no machlaikis. Typically, even Shimon's miyun can undo the effect of Reuven's get. Except in the following case. Kigoin Shashul Shabikit. Speaking that she thrice went through Gittin. She was divorced three times. Three times get, everybody treats her like an adult. I mean, how common is it for a ketana to go through a get three times? It's like a chazaka. Wow, she's for sure a gedola. She gets this name out there. She gets this reputation as a mature adult with lots of life experience. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. But if it's less than three times, then yes, we allow the later miyun to undo the previous get. Man Tana, where do we find this Tana? We're going back to the suggestion of Elazar's Pshat, and we had that earlier as well, that there is a Tavra. We actually split the Mishnah into two. There are two opinions regarding this case. Can the second fellow's Mion undo the effect of the first person's get? And we'll treat her as a Ketana going forward regarding all the halachas, even regarding Masa Grishas. So one shita will say yes, one tana will say no. Where do we find this machalikas tana? Omar vidam Rav. So Rav is one tana. Actually, Rav Rashi says Rav is a Tana Upalag, right? Rav was that in between the Tanaim and Amoraim, and we treat him as a Tana here. So that's one sheet. Rav holds that in fact it's Usr. Because we're concerned about manipulation, etc. We don't want this fellow to take her back. Amar Bida, Amar Rav. May dechsev meimenu bekesef shasinu. There was a point in history that we had to purchase our drinking water. Eitzenu b'mechir yavayu. We had to purchase our firewood. What's this referring to? Alluding to Torah. There was a time in history we had to pay to learn Torah. B'shas ha'sakana. During that time of danger, of decree, the Romans did not allow us to learn Torah. Nisvaksha halacha zu. This is very halacha. Our sugi surfaced as a shaila, and they had to figure this out. What was the story? Hareish yotzam erishon meget. Suppose Reuven divorced Ketana. Umishena b'miyun. She went married Shimon, and she left him through miyun. Mau shetachzor l'rishon. Could she go back to Reuven? Does the second experience, does the miyun experience undo the get experience? They didn't know. It was the time of sakana. No chachamim were available. So what did they do? Sachru adam echad ba'arba meyasuz. They hired this fellow. Paid him 400 zuz. Ubav v'shal sir b'kibbe beis asur. And he went and he smuggled himself into the prison to find Rabbi Akiva, who was imprisoned by the Romans due to his spreading Torah. And he went and he presented this shaila in secrecy. V'asur. And his verdict was Asr. Esra Bidur ben Maseir ben Tzivan. They sent the same shaila to Rabbi Bidur ben Maseir who lived in Tzivan. V'asur, he as well held that it's Asr. One person's mion cannot undo the other person's get. So this is Rav's opinion. Rav holds that it's us. Who is the chaylik? Who is the other shita? Amar b'shmo b'r'b'yesi. Nah, this was never a concern. It's all a matter of what happened latest. The most recent mion tells everybody she's a ketana. Lo zu lo yutzrachnu. No, we didn't need to ask this question. Why? It's obvious that it's okay. Le'isu karesi tarta. Look, mion can nullify even something which relates to karis. An ishus ish is karis, right? Mion undoes that. She rejects, she walks away, it's over. Le'isu lav lekoshken. Of course, it can address a possible lav of machzik grushas. The fact is she was memai, everybody knows she's not a grusha. Baram, rather, kach sho'alu. When we speak about the question presented to Rekiva in prison, it was regarding something else, totally different. You have an Isha who was married to his mother's brother. What is that? That's a Shahi Shniyalei. It's a Shniya, it's a secondary relative. It's only Asim Adirabonim. And then what happened? That fellow died, and she went over, Shtaktan, okay? She went over and she married Vinasa Achami Aviv. So this fellow's brother, with whom he shares a father, went and married this ketana, who had been married to his aunt. So Reuven and Shimon, Reuven had a mother, but a brother married to this ketana. He passed away, and she went over to Shimon, who's Reuven's brother, with whom he shares a father. Umeis, and then Shimon passes away, and there is a yibum circumstance. Problem is, this ketana, let's call her Rachel, already established herself as an Isser Erva, a Shnia, the Rabbanon, because of her marriage to the first fellow, Reuven's uncle. Maushe Timain Hashta. The question is, can she do Mion right now to retroactively undo, uproot her marriage with the first person? V'takrinu, and uproot L'nesun Kamoi, that first marriage, which makes her no longer a shnia. She was only my aunt's, my uncle's wife, but she's no longer that. She uprooted it. It never happened. So now all she is my brother's almana. This yabim, and now she's ready for yibum. So the question is, yesh miun lachar misa, b'maka mitzvah oylai. Can we do miun even after a person's death to enable a mitzvah yibum, or it's not acceptable? That was the question posed. And it was really It was really a tough question. Sachru shnei bnei adam. They took two people, hired them. Bar bamei yezuz, paid them 400 yezuz. Ubalu v'sholus Rabbi Akiva beis Asurin. And they smuggled themselves into prison. Asked Rabbi Akiva the shaila, and he said, no good. Va'asar, you can't do it. The same thing was presented. Asked Rabbi Yehuda Masera to him, benetzivan, where he lived. Va'asar, he said, it's no good. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashin. Umoydu Rav. Even though Rav tells us that experience number two with the second husband. Right, back to the Mishnah. You have Reuben and Shimon and Levi. Reuben divorced Diktana. Shimon with Mion with Diktana. Shimon's Mion cannot help Reuben. Why? As we explained, because we're afraid that since she left Reuben by way of divorce, perhaps she still wants Reuben now. He regrets what he did. He'll try to get her back and interfere with Shimon's relationship if we don't allow her back. But Rav will agree. Why did Rav in the following case? Shumateras la'achiv shalzeh. Suppose Reuven, who gave her the get, he had a brother on the side. Typically, when Reuven is Megarish and Isha, a proper Gerushin, this Gerusha may not marry his brother. It's an Issa, right? In this case, she was just a Ketana. Reuven did Gerushin. Then she married another fellow who did Mion. We say, okay, the Mion, which happened with the second fellow, cannot undo the effect of the first get. We treat her like a Gerusha of Reuven, but that's only pertained to Reuven himself. Reuven should have her brother on the side. Shumuteras la'achiv shalzeh shenasru alav. She can marry that brother. Pshita, of course, the concern that we had doesn't apply in this case. Why? Hu niu temakeres. We're mizoysev v'kritzoysev. We're concerned about that manipulative husband, right? Or former husband. So she recognizes his, you know, Reuven's, you know, ins and outs. But aval achiv Loi doesn't have much personal identity with Reuben's brother. She doesn't get his language. He's not going to go manipulate things. He doesn't know how to get her out of the new husband. I mean, no concern is that he might manipulate. He might orchestrate her return. That only applies to the fellow with whom she was really married, but not his brother. So of course she's motivated to go to his brother. Says the Gemara, no, it's not so pashut. Mal de teva, perhaps I would think, ligzer hayatuha. We shouldn't allow her to go back to Reuven's brother, because if we allow that, she might actually marry Reuven himself. Ligzer hayatuhai, one on account of the other. Kamash one, the chilish is, no, we're not concerned. Because, I mean, the second version, we are concerned about this very chashash. Omar bitzach bar Ashyan. Omar Rav. Kashem shasur aloy, just like she can't go back to Reuven because we're concerned that he might actually arrange that return. Kachasur lo achin, likewise she cannot marry Reuven's brothers. We treat her like as though she was their brother's divorcee, and she can't marry brothers either. What do you mean? The whole concern is manipulation, which doesn't apply to strangers. Va'ena makera, she's not familiar with because she's the same with their hintings, with their language. True. There's no personal concern, but there's a gzera achiv atuhu, if we allow it to the brother, she might end up with Reuven himself, and that, of course, is problematic. So, let's do a quick chazara of today's daf. What exactly is mion? How does this take place? So, typically, it's a formal declaration. I'm not interested in the yefshi. I don't want this husband. I don't want the whole arrangement. But we had three additional cases with chidushim, even if she's on the way in the apirion, even if she's already at home, she just makes that offhanded comment, even if she's doing it perhaps as an expression of frustration. All these are considered mian. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira adds, and we paskin like that, even if she doesn't say anything, she just votes by her feet, she just walks away and marries somebody else, even through kiddushin. And even if she was already married to the first person, she did kiddushin with the second person, that is the strongest act of protest, which constitutes mian. Aktano cannot look after her money, Kedushin money. She's too young for that. Chacham did not arrange marriage for this type of Isha. Now, what exactly is the status of Aktano while married? We know that she doesn't need a get. She can just walk away and do Mion. But what about during, while she's married? Reb Leza says, no status change whatsoever. There are no obligations, no privileges. In fact, even if her husband is a Yisrael, but she hails from a Kohen family, continue eating Truma. Reb Yeshua says, no. We treat it like a regular marriage, pertaining to all these halachis of metziah, masiyadea, etc., etc. Of course, only midrabbanan. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov tells us, akava mina ish is ishtoy. Akava she'enu mina ish is not ishtoy. We have two ways to understand. According to first approach, what happened was people approached her with a shidduch suggestion. And she says, look, I'm married. What do you want from me? Then we know she's really married and she needs miyun to leave him. But if she's saying, look, nothing suitable has come up, then we don't treat her as married. She does not need any miyun. Then we have another approach, which is, well, depends how she left him. She left him through miyun. It undoes, it uproots retroactively. There's no issur kravim, there's no psul kuna. But she left him by way of a get. She appears like a gdoila, who just experienced a proper divorce. Relatives are off limits. She's puzzled to a kohen. That takes us to the next Mishnah, which discusses that very halacha. And in fact, the Mishnah adds, suppose it was a succession of events. She left Reuven using miyun. And then he took her back and she left him the next time with a get. Or vice versa, we follow the most recent event. Regarding two husbands, she left the first one with me and the second one with a get, etc., etc. Oh, that's a shaila. According to one pshat in the Gemara, all agree husband number two cannot help husband number one, and the reason was concerned about manipulation. Since she left husband number one through a get, he might regret that act, he might want to get her back, and that's a problem. According to the other pshat in the Gemara, this is Machlekes Tanoim. This the shaila whether we're concerned about this manipulation is Machlekes Tanoim. All agree that if she had three gittin, she appears like a proper gedola, and she has no business going back. It looks like a machzik rishasi. Now we left off with one shaila at the end. Even if you suppose that second husband's mion cannot help the first person's get, what about to marry the first person's relatives? According to the first version, that's okay. According to version number two, that's not okay. It's a gzera. She might end up marrying the fellow himself. Hatzlacha Rabba, and all the best to you.